Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
A close look at practices in political science today may reveal just what methods and controls are used to keep a major segment, specifically young people 18 to 35 years old, of the African-American electorate in the dark and easily manipulated in polling and winning elections. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. As a social scientist, we employ observation and participation. And today, our topic, political science, what's behind my destruction? We will look at very closely the correlation between violent, destructive mentality and behaviors today, particularly for a certain segment or population of American citizens, and the political science practices. The number is 657-383-0944, 657-383-0944. We invite you to call and share your questions, your comments. We have about another 27 minutes here, and I will get to our monologue. Psalms 141:9 says, "Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity." Begin by defining two key concepts in our conversation today. First one is political science, and the other is campaign. Political science, the branch of knowledge that deals with systems of government, the analysis of political activity and behavior. Campaign, work in an organized and active way toward a particular goal, typically a political or social one. In 1870, both of the two major political parties in America have been bolstering over what they have done for African-American voters. The Republican Party pretends that they have freed the slaves, brought rights of citizenship and voting rights to Negroes. The Democratic Party pretends that they are responsible solely for offering Negroes such American opportunities, privileges as an integrated education system, renewed civil and voting rights, affirmative action in education, and access to public welfare and housing. Over the last 60 years or better, one party, more than the other, has used their claims of what they've done for this segment of people as leverage in political campaigns to garner votes from the American, African American, rather, electorate. Yes, political politicians have analyzed the social habits and emotional triggers of not only minority populations, but also specific age groups or genders in order to organize campaigns that will simply manipulate them to be driven by emotional stimulation for the sake of getting them to cast a favorable vote for an election. There is a pattern of voting out of emotionalism as opposed to social awareness, organization around personal agendas, or self-will participation at the voting polls. Now, let us consider how elements of the scientific method are used in the political process. And there are about six that we'll talk about today. Step one, observations about the social habits and interests of people who may be eligible to cast a vote in an election, whether they know what they're voting for or who they're voting for or not. All right, step two, based on what has been documented from the observations, political campaigns and campaigners form questions related to how to best manipulate the support of that population they've studied. And then, step three, they form what is called a hypothesis, which is the basis of predictions of how certain people and certain numbers of those people and what type of people will vote and what motivates them or dismotivates them to vote in elections. Again, without even considering what is needed for those people. Step four, after forming predictions about their voting patterns, the politician seeks to test their assumptions about that subgroup. They will give out this and that and promises up and down, but they will avoid one group or another depending on their willingness or lack of willingness to vote for them without regards to what is needed for the people. Step five, from the previous step, the political campaign or campaigners is able to gather what is called empirical data. This is information that is recorded, and it further helps them to manipulate a voting segment of people and collection of information based on geographically where they are, what their social interests, economic interests, and things of that nature might be. And then lastly, step six, after completing the previous steps, the professional politician is successfully able to form a working theory that allows him to come back election after election after election and to manipulate populations of voters to get what they want. Not give them what they need, but get what they want. Our guest today is T.I., a young man who's a well-known national rapper, and he in many ways is a voice of a certain population. We're going to hear from him, and after we hear from him, I'm going to identify three interpretations of what he's saying. Let me make an advisory statement here. He uses language that some people may find offensive, but I want you to be open because this is an academic exercise. Just for a second, let's listen to T.I. argument can be made that T.I. is the voice of particular individuals, specifically the African-American electorate, many of them, not all of them, between 18 and 35 years old today, and that who he's talking to are both Democrats and Republicans. Most recently, the Republican Party decided that they will appeal to African Americans by saying things that they knew struck their emotions about money, about jobs, and about empowerment. But that's the same conversation that has been had for years and other handouts with the Democratic Party. Consider these seven things that T.I. is speaking on behalf of this population we're identifying today in the electoral process. And consider how this has affected the anger and the frustration, and these political strategies have driven young people to behave as they do today. And then we'll get into some conversation here. Number one, T.I. is saying, you heard things about me from my friends, maybe my family, my parents, and other people, other generations, but guess what? You don't know me. Stop claiming you understand what I'm interested in because you don't know me. I'm a graduate of my social environment in them streets. Don't think you can use some data that you collected on people for the last 40, 50 years because you don't know me. You will make me go off on you in society. I will tear up your stores. I will burn police cars and get $150 on you because you don't know me. You continue to make assumptions. I'll strike out at you because you don't know me. If you think I'm afraid to confront them police, you don't know me. Stop reaching out for my votes, playing games with my head, because you don't know me. I want to read a quote from an author that we know well and who happens to be our esteemed guest panelist, Pastor Ricky Waller. In his book, Still High, on page 84, he quotes, "I thank God for you in advance and for what a day brings forth." He goes on to say, "It can bring forth a change. Let me bring my friend in to talk to me about that." Pastor Ricky Waller, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How you doing there, Pastor Dockery?
Mighty fine, mighty fine. When you explained to me where I went wrong in my monologue, will you talk to me about this change? Now, can we see what the problem is and what is behind the destruction from young people today, Pastor?
Yeah, you said the key word, manipulation, to manipulate one's mind. And you mean tell me that that's what happened to me as a young boy? I was manipulated to serve my community with poison. You know, I was manipulated to pick the first cigarette up. You know, you were talking about change. You know, before that took place, I was captured. So I understand what you're talking about and how the minds of the people talking about getting their vote one way or the other.
Right.
The Democratic Party or the Republican Party. And you still have also remember when you don't know any better, you know, you take the advantage of an innocent mind. And
true.
The next thing you know, it's just like that. So if you will, again, as you put emphasis on that particular page 84 in the book, if you read that again, I don't have it before me, but I wanted to elaborate on it, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Necessary.
The quote says, "I thank God for you in advance and for what a day brings forth. It could bring forth a change." Then it goes on further to say, "If you follow the instructions, there is no doubt that you will not put drugs in your body again." That is something I can appreciate.
That's the beauty.
After gaining such great information, I always win and never lose. You can also.
You see, that's it. That's it, man. And I think when I said I thank God, because had I not became familiar with God, I never would have been able to say that I wanted you to know in advance, you know, that person actually can change. And
I see.
When a person changes, you see, you don't never have to go back again if you only follow the instruction.
It's only because
I followed the instruction. The first thing what people have to understand and learn is that when he says, whosoever will, let him come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, that's a part of that is to come. That's what change is all about. I didn't know anything about how to be free from a chemical that was destroying me and many others, but it was only when I got that type of information and that type of instruction and I followed it, you know, and that's the beauty of what you're talking about now. And when you let it be known about you don't know me, apparently, you know, you've already sized me up to capture my mind. You don't know me, and you want me to not know who I am as well. So
wait,
you
watch this, Pastor. I don't mean to be rude. Hold your thought. But here's the interesting thing that I observe about that, and that is that the assumption politicians make is the same manipulation you had successfully on the parents and grandparents, you have on the children and the grandchildren, and they're realizing in a hard fact that ain't true.
Right.
That dog won't hunt with them. It's not working.
No.
And you got to come real and be honest with these young people about certain social realities today.
Yeah, that's correct, man. I mean, that because they very much deserve it. And when you acknowledge how much they deserve, you know, truth, man, I mean, you don't want to manipulate a person's mind and take the person, and if you really mean well, if you want to put it real simple, you know, if you have a concern for the community and you want to see things happen, then you would stand and not settle for anything less. And you notice I thank God. You know, had I not, I would have been a major part of the increase of destruction had I not changed my direction, man. And so it's so many people today that are crying out because they're captured and they're caught in a trap. And, you know, they didn't come into the world planning to use drugs in one form or another. I know I didn't. That came by someone planning to capture the mind of the innocent generation of kids that's growing up. See, those kids are not growing up by way of saying, I want to do drugs. Before they had a chance to do that, the drugs had to be available.
Sure.
And how?
There was an example before them.
Yeah, how did they become available? Someone had to put the drugs there. And that's a form of manipulation, man.
Let me open up the phone line. Let me extend the invitation again to those who are listening. Thanks to those on our Facebook group who we've communicated with and who keep up with us. 657-383-0944. Simple as giving us a call. We want to hear your comment, your question, whatever it is, any meaningful contribution to our dialogue. Pastor, you're absolutely right, sir. And when I think about it, and in full disclosure to our listening audience, I have run a couple of political campaigns. Some would call me a politician, but I will refute that and say I'm an advocate. However, I understand that historically there has been a pattern, and as we pointed out, in many ways, the scientific method has been used to garner people's votes and control and manipulate their interests, basically, for a political party. And I understand that. And just to recap, we asked the question, what is behind my destruction, right? Well, somebody's observation, questions that they raised about you, hypothesis or predictions they've made about you. opportunities to test that on you over time, and data, empirical data that has been recorded about you, your habits. Looking at the census report, you can tell a great deal about people. The government has access to a lot of things about you when you file your taxes every year. These are the type of things or tools that are used to control and manipulate people. And then the theory. Here's the working theory, Pastor. The working theory is these people don't know no better. And as long as they're eating out of my hands with handouts, with promises that are made and who that have been made, and certain people being rewarded to keep those promises going, the theory is I can stay in office for as long as I want to. And this is how you get career politicians. But young people today are refuting that. They're not articulating an argument against that, but they're demonstrating it in the violence, self-hatred toward one another. When you look at crime rates and you look at dropout in schools and things, basically these are indications of individuals saying, you know what, I realize the promises that have been made have been lies. The dreams that have been shared turn into a nightmare, and I ain't having it no more.
Yes, and that's sad to say, man, and it's a hurting thing, having a tough time and they're taking it out on one another, and I say that
absolutely.
With an increase. I mean, when I say with an increase, that's an understatement. And it's a painful thing when you don't know the truth, and you're dealing with it the best way you know how, and it's almost you be comfortable with doing harm to one another. Sad to say, it's like that though, right about now, man. And I just thank you for bringing that up. Letting it be known that on whichever party it is. Come down to the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party, you're saying that they're taking your vote. Don't mean sound like that's what you're saying. Not all, but for the most part, that's not a good thing. You know, to say one thing and then do another after I've gotten your vote. See that that right there to me, I guess that will cause me to not be interested in voting again.
Right. And to that point, one of the questions we posed on our Facebook thread is, over the last 50 years, how have political science and the practice thereof been used to positively change the dire conditions of poverty, crime, health disparities across urban America? When you look at it, sir, there's only one conclusion that can be drawn. There's only one thing. Look at the young people today. Where is their social emotional health? Many of them have, I would pretend, undiagnosed depression or clinical issues, psychological issues that go untreated, unrecognized, right?
Mm.
The manifestation is when they kill themselves or somebody else, or when they call what's known as suicide by cop. You're going to make the police kill you. That's what T.I. is saying. I ain't scared to confront the police.
Right.
You don't know me.
Right.
I die before I give in. This is a dangerous mentality, my friend. And there is a direct link and correlation to the failure of not only politicians, but I dare say preachers and other so-called leaders in really giving our babies what they need to sustain themselves. And what we see is it's not just with the uneducated, Pastor, but we see college campuses erupting in the same type of mayhem.
Oh, my.
The same type of riotous and the same type of destructive behaviors.
Good point. Yeah, very good point right there, because that's really actually happening. And
news on.
Yeah, that's it. Because there's a rage, man. I mean, it's a rage that's going on. It is basically evidence, as you said. All you have to do is just turn the news on, and you would see them corrupt, and even on the college campus, man. I mean, these kids are having time, man. I mean, the enemy is just doing things right now, and the answer to the problem is not being fulfilled. this is what it is,
right.
The answer to the problem. Is it, what is it? Do they have the wrong answer? You know how when you're in school and know you have the right answer, and then when you turn your paper in, you discover that you had the wrong answer. You know,
right.
So when you're solving a problem and you have the solution, then don't hold back with the solution, especially if you know it's going to work. For instance, let's just make it plain. Say in my neighborhood, right, there's drugs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In order for people to get free from drugs, you make sure the drugs don't make it to the community. You don't have to wait till the drugs get into the community and then grab a hold to the innocent people who are captured by the drugs, because they have only been manipulated into picking up the drugs anyway. So how do you stop the drugs? Yeah, in the beginning,
right.
How do you stop it in the beginning? You go to the core of the problem, and if you know the core of the problem, then don't pretend like you don't know when you do know. So I'm saying I learned that I was adding to the problem. So what I did was I stopped selling drugs.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
You know, that
was
the only way I was able to do some good in my community, because I was bringing more harm to the community by way of me being the one that the wicked uses. You see? And man, it's amazing.
And let me say, thank God that you're using your book, your story, in the form of a book, Still High. You can find it on our website. This is a good segue into that, www.bfcinstitute.com. Go to our back store and find this book where you're using that to transform those lives. You're absolutely right. We got about 2 minutes here. I hate to rush us here, but we want to make sure we get people to have the right information. You can archive the show again, listen to it, but go to our website and www.bfcinstitute.com and learn about what we're doing about this lecture series. I just wanted to conclude episode that the end product of what we see with the strategies and control methods used in political science, unfortunately, the product is anarchy, social disruption in society without regard for law and order. That's what we see. And it's sad, but if you are willing, if you are interested in running for even political office to represent people in government, be honest enough to tell them the truth that will make them free, according to John 8 and 32. Tell them the truth. And the truth is, you've got to get up, you've got to change your behavior, and you've got to think about what works for you and how you can work in harmony with all of mankind. Fight what your past has been. Today is the day of your salvation, and you got an opportunity. That's where we are.
Yes.
That's where we are. I want to encourage you again to go to www.bfcinstitute.com, learn more about what we're doing. On the bottom of the page, you can give me a call, shoot me an email, ask me questions. Join our Facebook group there, the educational lecture series there on Facebook, as well as give us a tweet. Tweet us out, and we'll be happy to engage you further. Until next Tuesday, stay tuned.
You know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember you know me. Save all the hating in the pot, nigga, you know me. We're telling niggas you my pop, nigga.